eating this dry stuff after the spirit has become mingled with clay. It has become mixed with earth and dry and flesh cutting. Abstain now from that herbage, O camel. The words are coming very earth solid. The water has become turbid. Stop up the mouth of the well, that God may again make it pure and sweet, that he who made it turbid may likewise make it pure. Patience brings the object of desire, not haste. Have patience, and God knoweth best what is right.
This is how he finishes the book. Very simple. Something which is not translatable, and it is in the poetic way it is done, is those, alas, oh pity, ha, all of this, because he realizes that this is how it works, and this is strange in a way, because the same thing that made you, made all of this non-pure for you, that same thing will make it pure. Because that's what we don't know, but we know that with increasing your knowledge and improving your intelligence, you will not become what we are talking about. It's the opposite. And that opposite is not knowledge. You know enough. Oh pity. Because just because you know enough, you cannot learn anymore. So what? So let's keep it in the well. Do you remember you were in a well? We dropped you over there, remember? You were the lion, right? And we said, a little rabbit will drop you there. And we said, you're there. Why are you there? Why are you in the well? Because you're beautiful. You get
Joseph,
it. Not yet, you're the Joseph. And you have to be in a well. Not by enemies, by friends, your brothers. And remember, we said you are the Joseph, but when we say you are the Joseph, you know what? Means you are beautiful. Oh no, there is a confusion here. You thought the monkey is beautiful. No. You are waiting to be the Joseph. Because the Joseph is when he's Joseph, not when he's son of Jacob in the well. Joseph is when he will become the Pharaoh. That time. And he's not Pharaoh, of course. He's there managing the Pharaoh and everything. That's the story. But now, you're in a well, right? And what are you doing? Oh, I know you. I remember you.
Waiting for someone to drop a rock down.
I came in the well, I talked to you. The only thing you are thinking is, where is the rope? Give me the rope. Now is the time to shut it down. The well will be closed, you in it. Let's see, are you the Joseph or not? You know what would be the difference? There is a hidden camera in that well which will report your behavior. If you want to come out, you're Joseph. If you want to stay in, you're not. If you want to be brought out, you're not Joseph. You have to try your best. What is your best? What is your best? Your best is something you're not doing. We know that. That's why we tell you, you have to try your best, and we know you don't. How do we know that? Do you remember? We, logically, perfectly, we know the monkey. And the main characteristic of monkey is? Main characteristic of intelligence is? To be in rush.
It's restless.
To be short-sighted. to try to do it now, to compromise, all of that is the monkey, isn't it? The only thing your monkey doesn't know is patient. Joseph in the well was patient because he believed in the rope and the promise and all that stuff. Patience. Patience is something that you do not know, because the monkey is not made for patience. What is patience? You tell me. What is patience?
Not being hurt.
That's the monkey stuff, remember? Crossed eye. This is not that. Like that, my dear lady, you will never understand love, because love has no opposite. What is patient? Patient is something which is very difficult to understand because it's illogical. It's not understandable. Okay? For the moment, I will give you an example. So 2 years from now, if we start book two, you have worked on this example I give you for patient. The example of patient is a shellfish.
Oyster.
An oyster. Living the life. And guess what? One day, something awful happens to this creature. Something harsh, manageable, bad will go in, and no matter how much it tries to put it outside, it doesn't, it will stick, it will hurt, and it will be there. This oyster will give it the best it can. Whatever he did to protect himself will do for that, and a pearl will be there. We are talking about the pearl. Did you get the patience? You just logically saw a process of building. Because you look at the oyster and the pearl as what? You monkey, you saw a very good solution to get rid of the harshness of that little piece of stone. This is what you saw, right? Because that's what it is. The oyster will start to prepare some special chemical which was used to make home, his home. He will make some more material, and he will cover layers and layers and layers on that piece of stone, right? Guess what? After the third layer, which takes a couple of weeks, the piece of stone has no harshness anymore. But the oyster will do it again. And again, to make a bigger, better pearl. You know why? Because oyster thinks that this pearl is me. Because it's a part of him. Logically, you will understand this. We have to give you another example to eliminate something in here. Because in here, you thought that the oyster is waiting for something. It's not. Look at the animals who will raise their children. Do they rush it? Maybe you think yes. So I'll give you the last example. The last example is a musician composing new music. Is there any time over there to rush over it? Or what? okay, the process of creating the music is a very difficult process. Normally it will interrupt all the normal habits. Let me change it from music to painting to show you that the master of the masters died from the pain, physical pain. I'm drawing like this. This is Michelangelo Buonarroti. They love the pain. That's the patience. They don't look at the end. They look at the process. Remember Zayd? Zayd told you that first thing is, for years I wanted it, lovingly, not impatiently. We will never say impatient, because impatience is bad attitude. When you are a lover, you cannot be impatient, because you cannot put a timetable, because there is no time over there, there is no beginning, there is no end. It's another story. Therefore, listen carefully at the last verses of this book, that I don't accept the explanation of it happened something like that. And I know consciously he will end the book with one thing only, and say the key to everything is not rushing it, it's patience. Means lovingly you wait for it, not impatiently. Be patient. What is patient? Patient is the key, so it's the goodness. Without a doubt in this meaning of this sentence you hear, it's sawab. It means that's the good one. The good one? God knows what good one is. We don't. That's the point. Being patient. So I hope you will be patient till 2 years from now, maybe we will start the second book of Masnavi. Masala. Here to the last verses with a lot of feeling from Rumi, because when I wanted to know how Rumi felt about his class, it's an impossible task. When I come to this last paragraph, I feel what he was feeling, because this is a dramatic action for a guy, and this is something that was not in his past. In his past, we know he was a teacher, and the teacher will teach. Here, he's a teacher that will close this teaching for 2 years. After that, I would say there was a hikmat in this stuff. I did it for this because there is a limit. That limit, do not forget, I talked about it and it got me. I talked about the critical mass, and I got, see, that's, there is a critical mass. We talked about the knowledge. This kind of knowledge is enough. This should move you. So he leaves you 2 years with this and say, if you changed, come back. If not, I'm sorry. Then they come back and say, I told you there is a limit. And in that opening of book two, preface of book two, we'll talk about this universe is ruled by one simple rule, Vaza al-Mizan. He created the comparison, limit, size, everything. And size matters. He talks about the camel and the ring and the size of the ring. And I say, that's it. There is a critical mass. There is a point over there, point of change. What is that point of change? Remember, he wants to switch from love to knowledge. He said, knowledge is something. Knowledge, more knowledge is not better. Less knowledge is not better. There is an optimum. You have to reach there. The monkey will say more the better. You say no. There is more the better. This is like saying, You know what?